committee. So Refugee Week is also an umbrella festival. That means that anybody can do an event or activity and call it Refugee Week, including all of you, I hope. Last year, 2018. it was the 20th anniversary of Refugee Week. We had over 650 events across the UK. The audience was over 120,000. And I'm just going to give you a very, very few examples just to give you a bit of a flavour. So there's theatre, music and performance. One of them was this gig at Cocoa in Camden, attended by 900 people. The headliner was a rapper called Loki. He was supported by Mohammed Yahya and a Palestinian hip-hop duo called Ibsil Jazz. Across the country, public celebrations brought communities together. In Coventry, where we were on Monday, they had a fantastic Eid festival. They had Coventry Nations, Five-A-Side Cup, a party in the park, and other artistic and musical events. Thousands of young people and children across the country engaged creatively in refugee experiences and learned more about displacement. One way was lots of children wrote poems in response to our 20 Simple Acts campaign. So this is an extract of a poem written by a 10-year-old boy called Maxim at St. Barnabas and St. Philip's School here in London. Shakespeare's Globe did a fantastic week-long programme exploring how Shakespeare responds to refugees and refuge in his work. And we're working, Counterpoints Arts are working with them on a programme this year as well. And they, together with International Rescue Committee, created this amazing viral video. Basically, there's a piece of Shakespeare's work called A Stranger's Case, which argues for welcome and sanctuary. And they brought together famous actors and emerging actors, some of them refugees themselves, to perform this for this video. And it's been viewed 2.5 million times online. People that sought safety in the UK shared their stories and perspectives in national media, including Elle magazine, Stylus magazine, Channel 4's The Right Stuff, and many more. And the conversation on social media was huge. The estimated reach was over 70 million. And it ranged from the grassroots groups that make Refugee Week happen every year to high-profile figures that help Refugee Week get to new audiences. So you can see tweets here from the Mayor of London, from Penguin Books, BBC Breakfast, and even Deliveroo. Those are chefs that you can see in the corner there for today. To this year, the theme of Refugee Week 2019, which is the 17th to the 23rd of June, please put those dates in your diary, is you, me, and those who came before. And it's an invitation to explore and to celebrate the lives of people that came as refugees generations ago. And to me, the theme is really about moving beyond us and them to acknowledging that anybody can be a refugee, and that refugee experiences and migration and displacement are part of all of our shared history and culture. And it's also about asking what can we learn from people that came from generations ago. You know, sadly, people that are arriving seeking safety here today aren't experiencing anything new. They're following in the footsteps of people that came generations before, who are now really part of the fabric of who we all are. So how can you get involved, I hear you all ask. We would really love every single person in this room to go away and hold their own Refugee Week event or activity, big or small. It could be in your school, your workplace, your organisation. How do you begin? You might want to start by looking at other organisations that are already involved in Refugee Week in your local area. Maybe if you're a refugee organisation, you might want to partner with an arts or a football or a sports organisation or vice versa. Here at Counterpoints Arts, we're here to support you. So we will provide a media toolkit and a social media pack to help you to promote your events. On our website, you'll find a range of schools resources for doing Refugee Week in your schools. We'll send you free Refugee Week posters and postcards for your event. We also produce beautiful T-shirts that you can see our volunteers modelling today and other materials. And we're here at the end of the phone or email to give you advice and guidance and support. We'd also like to take this opportunity to invite you to take part in our 7 Simple Acts for Refugee Week 2019. So Simple Acts are simple things that anybody can do to show solidarity with people who are refugees and make new connections in their communities. And last year, for 20 years of Refugee Week, we invited you to do one of 20 Simple Acts. The response was really amazing. People shared messages of welcome and solidarity. Museums found objects that told refugee stories. Lots and lots of people wrote beautiful 20-word poems and came together over cake. So this year, we're doing 7. Everyone was like, are you going to do 21? I was like, no. We're not going to keep going. So we're doing 1 for every day of Refugee Week. So these are working titles, and we will be sending out more information and resources as Refugee Week approaches, but we wanted you to be the first to hear what the 7 Simple Acts are going to be. The first one is share a story of refugees through generations. The second one is find out who you really are. So this is about seeing if you can find a story of migration, maybe in your own family history, maybe in the story of your name. Where's your name migrated from? So I did this one. The Zara part of my name is Palestinian from my husband. The Churchill part, you would have thought, makes me as English as they come. In preparation for today, I called my granny, Granny Annie, who's our family historian. And she told me about a man called Michael Lippmann, who migrated to the UK. He was Jewish from, we think, from Northern Europe in the late 1700s. So that's possibly because of anti-Semitism at the time. So that's a part of who we all are that I didn't know before. Number 3 is share a dish. Invite people, maybe old and young, maybe people that have been here a long time and people that have just arrived, to eat together. Feel the Beat will be creating a Spotify playlist, Refugee Week Spotify playlist for you to listen to and share. Number 5, find one fact about refugees in UK history. Number 6, write a poem responding to the theme You, Me, and Those Who Came Before. Number 7, join the movement. We'll be sharing ways that you can stand with refugees and stand up for refugee rights for the rest of the year. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of Refugee Week. We're really excited about celebrating Refugee Week with you, and please do keep in